Om Shanti. So this is the history hall. So you can see all these photographs around the wall, all about Brahma Baba. And that's also drama. We're talking about drama today. So in Russia, you have very special training for the artists, yeah? Any of you have been through that training? Yeah. For singing, for dance, for painting, for theater, for film, for everything. Yeah? Because everything has to be correct. And the interpretation has to be beautiful, yeah? So that's very good preparation for this. Now, the idea of drama is that all of us are actors. And there's a performance going on. And that the story actually corresponds very well to classical drama. Have you studied classical drama? So in classical drama, there are five acts. So in the beginning, you introduce the main people. And then in the second act, things start to happen. In the third act, it gets pretty complicated. And the fourth act is really complicated. In the fifth act, very often you get what's called the Deus ex machina, God who is outside the machinery, and suddenly everything is kind of brought to a conclusion which is logical. It could be a comedy, it could be a tragedy, it could be a history. So there's different styles. And this drama is a very big drama with a lot of actors in it. And in the beginning of the drama, there are not very many people. We call that the Golden Age. Everything is quite nice. Lots of people call it heaven. And then it gets a bit bigger, it expands, it comes into the Silver Age. Then there is major catastrophe. Possibly a big meteor or two strikes the earth and mess up everything. And then the people start to get disturbed and distressed, body conscious, negative action begins, and then we get in trouble, we get in bondage, and then it gets really bad, and then when everything is like really, really bad, God comes and says, shall we go home? And you say, yeah, I think so. And then he says, okay, but you have to get ready for the next performance because you're actors. And so then we say, okay, let's get ready for the next performance. So this is what this is, getting ready for the next performance. So what we have to do in this drama is we have to understand what we call the knowledge of drama. The knowledge of drama. So the knowledge of drama means everything in this world is partly okay and partly not okay. You get victory, you get defeat. You have success, you have failure. Everything works out really well or really badly. There's day, there's night. You get rich, you get poor. You get healthy, you get unhealthy. All sorts of pairs of opposites. And these pairs of opposites, they go like this, sometimes like this, sometimes like this. And what we have to do is be balanced in the middle of all that drama. So we call it drama. But it's quite complicated. You can make it quite simple, but it's also quite complicated. So all the actors are like threads in an extraordinary tapestry. And the thread is going through, and you pass through this person, that situation, and the whole thing makes up a beautiful picture called human civilization. And we're in it. Now, in BK, we also take up the idea of reincarnation. That means all of us have been around a long time. You know? So we have experience from ancient times in us somewhere, subconscious. And so that's all part of us. Some people think, yeah, I'm a very old soul. Some people think, no, I'm not a very old soul, I'm a new soul. So there are some old souls and some new souls. And then you say, well, what kind of actor do I want to be? Big star? Big celebrity? Simple actor? And there's so many possibilities. You could be a villain, you could be a hero, you could be a joker, you could be an acrobat. The whole thing is like a big circus. So you can decide what you like. Doesn't matter what. And you say, well, I don't know. I don't know. Do you know who you are? No, I have no idea who I am, right? So when you come in contact with this idea of the drama, one of the purposes of it is to consider this, and okay, who am I? What is contained in me which could be expressed in my performance? And what you are actually corresponds very, very closely to what you would like to be. We have a traffic control 1 minute while we think about what I would like to be. Usually when you ask somebody what do they want, they say something like happiness. Is that good? You want happiness or something else? Happiness is okay? So then you have to ask yourself, okay, what's happiness? So if you are a materialist, consumerist, this type of person, then you say happiness is to have lots of things, a nice big house in which to put them, a nice big car in which to drive around them, and, you know, these physical items. So some people say that's happiness. And you get some people, they say, I've been rich and I've been poor and rich is better. So that's there. And some people, they say, no, you know, okay, I've got everything, but I'm still not quite happy yet. I need love. Right? If somebody loves you, that feels good, right? And then you have to love them back. So you may or may not be good at loving people. Different people have different skills. But you need good relationships. And then also, I think part of happiness is that you don't have any physical, mental, psychological, or any other kind of pain. Pain-free life, yeah? Like that? So if you have that, enough money, good relationships, and good health, that's also good. But then you say, okay, that's still not enough. So then you've got to have meaning. Your life has to have meaning, right? If it doesn't have meaning, there's no point. Many people, they say, I need to find out what is the purpose of my life. If you don't have a purpose, like some people, they say, okay, the purpose of my life is to look after my family. That's a valid purpose. Some people say, no, I'm an artist. The purpose of my life is to express my art and to make my artistic work and leave that as a legacy. That's one purpose. Somebody else said, no, I'm in politics. My purpose is to do something about the state of the world. And some people say, no, I'm a scientist. I have to understand the universe and bring some progress. So your purpose also depends very much on who you are. So you need that. And as you start looking at yourself deeper and deeper and deeper, you find there's many different characters inside you. How many people are there inside you? Somebody once told me, oh, you have 50 people inside you. I said, oh my goodness, I can accommodate 50 people inside. And they're all different people, you know, oh dear, and I'm not crazy. But you have different people inside you. So different times these different characters express themselves. And all of them are part of you. Then you say, okay, now I want to understand who's the real me. So the real self, you can say it comes down to this actor. A good actor can see any situation and say, okay, in this situation, the best way to perform is like this, so I will do this. And that situation turns into another situation, and then you perform for that situation. And you keep going, situation after situation, as an actor. And there's lots and lots of characters in the drama. And there's different sections. So you see this pictures here. All these pictures are descriptions of the whole world in a metaphorical way. So this one here with the swastika in the middle is quite interesting. A swastika means knowing the self. That's the meaning of a swastika. Swa means self and astika means knowledge, so self-knowledge. So what it says in this picture is that to know yourself means to know and to accept all the different parts of yourself. So in a general way, you go all the way from absolutely perfect to absolutely imperfect. And everybody has that possibility. And each one is absolutely different from each other one. And the problem is we have to harmonize with each other, which is another story. But to know the self means I have a perfect golden core, which is this top right-hand quadrant. You see it's yellow color. That's my core, golden. And then as you come into action, like any piece of energy comes in motion, it loses power. So the soul loses power. From gold becomes silver. From silver crosses from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. You know, in Latin, the word for the left is sinister. Have you heard that before? Sinister. Sinister has two meanings. One meaning it means left, and the other meaning is something really bad. Sinister. Dangerous, or something bad is going to happen. So, I don't know what you have in Russian, a word like that. I mean, in English it goes like that. And anyway, so once you go on the other side, there's a shadow over the soul. A shadow of loss of self. Loss of contact with the divine. Loss of contact with your own truth. So then you start to look outside. This is when all the main religions come. So you can see in the blue part, you've got the major religions, Islam, and under Abraham you have Islam and Christianity and Buddhism. These are the main religions because they have a big historical impact, big civilization impact. And so they're like sections of actors, and they play out their historical role. And you'll see in each one of those, there's a line. And a quarter of it is gold, a quarter of it is silver, a quarter of it is copper, a quarter of it is iron, you see. And so each and every big civilization or religion also goes through 25% gold, 25% silver, 25% copper, 25% iron. So by the time we get to the end of the cycle, all the participants are in their iron stage. So iron is quite rigid, not as valuable as gold, has some value, but not like gold. And you see the color that's associated with it is black. So black means darkness, it means the light of the soul is totally eclipsed by the shadow of materialism and loss of divinity. And then you see there's lots of little dots, look like peanuts. And that's actually all the souls going back to where they came from. Just like in any theatrical performance, when you have finished performing, then you take off your costume and you go home. So in this big, unlimited drama, it will be said that you take off your costume, that is your body. You can't take your body to the world of souls because it's material. So you have to leave it here on the earth. So you say, okay, I will leave my body down here. I will fly away back to the world of souls. And there you wait until it's time to perform again, like any actor. So this is basically the idea of the drama. Now, what I told you as knowledge of the drama means it's a certain angle of perception, a certain attitude that you can adopt in the face of different scenes that you see in front of you in the world. So you see a scene and you say, okay, this is a scene. Now, what does this scene mean? Because all the scenes have meaning. And they have a meaning for you personally. There's some sort of message in it for you. And then if you can interpret it to your advantage, then you add to your personal wealth of understanding. So that's one part of the knowledge of drama. Some of the scenes require you to act, and then you have to choose, what will I do? There are other scenes where there's nothing you can do. Doesn't matter what you do, it makes no difference. There you have to accept. So part of the knowledge of drama is to know which scene requires me to act and what shall I do. That's my choice. And then which scene I have to just accept. There's nothing I can do. And so you have to balance yourself between these two things and decide when to act and when to accept and do nothing. Many times the best thing is to do nothing. Other times, if you do nothing, that would be a sin. because you have to do something. But you have to recognize which moment is which. Then there's another aspect of the knowledge of drama. It's very useful. All situations, all scenes, all circumstances, they arise, they persist for some time, and then they fade away. Everything is like that. In other words, there is nothing which is forever. Everything has a duration. You won't know in advance how long the duration is, but a duration. Like, for example, you get married. And you think that, okay, I'm married now for life. And then after 30 years, your spouse says, sorry, don't love you anymore, goodbye. And marriage is over, just like that. Boom. Right? Just happens. And then what? And you say, oh, I don't like this. That was not the agreement. How come you don't love me anymore? I'm very lovable. What's wrong with you? Things like that. And is there nothing you can do? So then you have to adjust to it. This is why in Raj Yoga we learn about different powers. We have to adjust. Because when it's over, it's over. And then how long does it take us to adjust? Some people, it take forever. If we can adjust fairly quickly, then we can move on. It's actually better. But sometimes we hold on to something, we don't want it to be like this, then it takes longer to accept. And sometimes you're in a really bad situation, and you say, oh, how long is this going to go on for? How long can I endure this? But with the knowledge of drama, you know that this too will finish. And then you find that you have certain options. You know, sometimes it's an illness. It goes on and on and on and on, year after year after year, and then all of a sudden it's finished. Where did my illness go? Gone, Om Shanti. It happened to me. I had a migraine for 25 years, every other day, like really bad pain. I said, oh, you know, I try everything, how long will it go on for? And all of a sudden I got such a medicine. Finish. Never came back. So, okay, that's good. So, 25-year duration. Okay. Sometime you have something that's really bad, but it looks good. So you say, okay, this is good. But then after a while you realize it looks good, but it is bad. So it looked good, so you selected, okay, I'll do this, I'll go to this place, I'll do this job, whatever it is. Then you find, no, it's not good, I have to come out. Now, some things you just have to wait, other things you have to act. So, you have to discriminate which one. And sometimes when you have to act, you have to say, no, I'm leaving this situation, goodbye situation. The situation says, no, you can't leave. I say, sorry, I'm leaving, goodbye. No, you can't. Yes. So there you need something that we call firm determination. You need firm determination to stop something from happening or to make something happen. So then you also have to see, where do I need to use this firm determination? And very often it's useful to end a situation that is not good. And there's an act. You be proactive, you act and say, okay, end. And there are consequences, you know. Other people, they say, oh, how can you do that? You say, well, it's time now. Yeah, Om Shanti. Om Shanti is a very good word because it means pretty much anything you want it to mean. Then there is the drama which is like historical. You know, there are historical situations, historical civilizations and so on. They arise and they all contain all the different elements, the good, the bad, the violent, the peaceful, the rich, the poor, all of these things. It arises, it carries on for a long, long time. And then when it's over, finish. It happens like that. So what it requires of us is to rapidly, reasonably rapidly, adjust a new situation. So knowledge of drama is really a very helpful angle of perception that allows us to be free and to get free quickly and to be accepting quite quickly. Now we also know that every single human being is an eternal soul, but every human body is temporary, and we don't know the lifespan of every person. And some people, they die naturally when they're old. Some people, they die in accident. Some people have illness. Some people get assassinated. There's all sorts of ways to die. And whenever somebody dies, can't get them back. But knowledge of drama, we will say, well, if they died at this particular moment, it means that was the end of their part, their performance in this particular situation. But it's not the end of them. They will come back. And whoever you're connected with, you know, there's some people that you're very, very deeply and closely connected with, and then they die. Or they go away. Yeah. They will be back in a different form, in a different relationship. They'll be back. So knowledge of drama means that nobody can ever get lost. And not only no person can ever get lost, no object can get lost. It can be destroyed, but after some time it comes back. And what that means is that it's easier for us to let go, easier to be detached, because we say, okay, let go, it'll be back anyway. I'm not really losing anything. I'm not losing anyone. So this whole thing is like a closed system. And all the performances are in that, and my performance is one of them. I can't do much about the other people's performance. They all do what they do. Part of the knowledge of drama is, it is said, everything that happens is predestined. Now you will say, well, who decided? Nobody decided. It just is. There is a destiny. We don't know the details, but we know that there is such a thing, destiny. And so when something happens, something good or something bad, you say, well, it was destined. It had to be like that. It's just the way it is. Everybody carries inside themselves their own destiny. And whatever is destined for each of us, nobody can stop it. They can try. But destiny is much stronger than somebody's effort to stop it. And sometimes when you go really deep inside yourself, you can get a feeling for what your destiny is. Some people have a destiny that's very, very clear to them. And then they get a very strong faith in that, and then they go ahead and they do that. Other people, they're not so clear about it. So then whatever has happened in the past, then they would say, well, that was destined, it had to be like that. But I think it's very good, and I think what happens when you develop yourself spiritually, you become more sensitive to the future. You can feel it coming into the present. That's a very nice effect of meditation, that you can tell, okay, this is coming, this is coming. It gives you the power of patience, because it comes slowly. And it also gives you a kind of security and a sense of, I don't have to worry about anything, because it is there. This is going to happen. So you have to do what you have to do to make it happen, but then it will also happen. Nobody can stop it. Even you cannot avoid your destiny. Yeah. And destiny contains, you know, good things, bad things, the whole spectrum. Sometimes there is somebody who you know or who you see, and they just really mess up their lives. It doesn't matter what you do or what you tell them, they will just mess it up anyway. Nothing you can do. So then you have to say, okay, I don't have power over this. You have to let it go. So this practice of letting go is also very good, which the knowledge of drama helps us to cultivate and develop. The knowledge of drama also tells us you have free will. You're free. The next thought that you want to think, you're free to think whatever you want to think. The next word, whatever you want to say, you're free to say it. The next action, you're free to do it. But as soon as you've done it, you can't go back and change it, because time has moved forward. So the knowledge of drama is telling us, be very aware of the present moment, because you have your freedom only for a very, very short time. And it is said to us that, you know, think of time in increments of just a second. So right now, in this second, what will I do? How will I feel? Now you have choice. And our practice is to really apply that choice. You know, there are moments in your life where you just feel a lot of self-doubt. Have you experienced that? You just terrible doubt. And then you can think of the knowledge of drama and say, okay, right now I am feeling a lot of self-doubt. So you acknowledge that. I'm feeling a lot of self-doubt. But then you add this thought that it is okay and I am okay. And what you do by that is you're acknowledging the reality of what you're experiencing, and you're also adding to that. Because you have the option to say, I'm feeling self-doubt, which means I'm going to go with that and be miserable and insecure and carry on like that for a while. Or I can say, okay, I'm feeling that, but I'm okay anyway. It's an option, you know. And so we have to experiment with these options. And it's just a thought, that you just bring that thought into your mind by an act of will, you see. And one of the things we find in Raj Yoga is our will is in many respects quite weak. And there are different things that have made our will weak. Part of the practice of Raj Yoga is to strengthen the will. So when we talk about the soul having mind, intellect, and sanskaras, this thing called intellect is where the will is situated. You can decide. You can decide that, okay, I feel miserable today and it's quite okay. And I'll get through this. And I'll get to the other side of this. And I will not dwell on it. And I'll start doing some things that are positive, even though I feel miserable. You can do that. That's an option. And in Raj Yoga, it's always told to us that figure out a number of optional good karmas that you can do, even when absolutely nothing works out. You know, there's still one or two good things that you can just put in to your drama, and it will actually turn the circumstance, it will turn the mood, and cause things to be favorable to you more quickly. These are options that we have. But we have to study it, and we have to understand it, so that we can then apply it. You see? Drama. Another thing that the knowledge of drama tells us is do not get caught up in good and bad. Something happens or somebody behaves a certain way, normally we say this is good, this is bad. I like this, I don't like that. And you're dividing things into good and bad. The knowledge of drama tells us that we should become neutral around these things. So the expression that you can use for yourself when you're in the face of such a thing can say to yourself, okay, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. Even for things in the past, you'll say it wasn't good, it wasn't bad, it just was. It's just a historical event, and it happened, and move on, you see. Normally, when we divide things into good and bad, we say if this is bad, it means all sorts of things, which you have to start experiencing. And if it's good, it means all sorts of things. But this way, you kind of neutralize this added meaning to it. I see. And it's actually good to be free from these events, past events, present events. And then also, one of the problems that many people face is anxiety and worry. Do you experience any time anxiety and worry? And very often about the future, you see. And what we learn in the knowledge of drama is that whatever happened is okay. Nothing bad. It's okay. Whatever happened is okay. Whatever is happening now, this is also okay. Not bad. And whatever is going to happen, it will be very good. It may be challenging, that doesn't mean it's bad. It may look bad, it doesn't mean it is bad. So it means that our relationship with what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen is, I can manage it. It's okay. I have the capacity to handle it. Whether it's good or bad or what. I see. And this is a statement that you make to yourself. Whatever it is okay. I can deal with it. I see. And this means that you're in a very positive approach to the thing. So if you worry, what will happen? Maybe I will die. Well, that's not maybe. You will die, most certainly, but you don't know when. You don't know how. And worrying about it will not actually change the date or the style. So it's just one of those things. So you have to say to yourself, I'll deal with it when it comes. And when it comes, I will certainly deal with it, you see. And that's okay. You know, then the other thing is somebody else will die. Well, they will, no doubt. But you don't know when, you don't know how. And when they do, you'll deal with it at the time. So speculating and worrying, what it does is it drains your energy, but it doesn't really do anything else. So if you really want to have no energy or low energy, then worry is just possible. That's your choice, you know. But it's not obligatory. And so it helps us to be much more optimistic, even if situation is really pessimistic. You know, people say, oh, there'll be a big financial crash. Okay, so there'll be a big financial crash. Then what? We'll deal with it. You know, there are many things that you can do to protect yourself, but you can't think in advance of all possible eventualities. You know, there's always going to be the sudden and the unexpected. And so anytime something happens to us or in front of us, we say, okay, this is a practice. It's a rehearsal. Everything is a rehearsal for everything else. And then if you succeed or you fail, it doesn't matter because it was just a rehearsal. And then you keep yourself free from some of the perfectionism that happens in life. You know, is anybody here a perfectionist? A lot of people are. Perfectionist? Yeah. So you make yourself really miserable by being a perfectionist because nothing is ever good enough. But if you think it's just a rehearsal for, you know, I'll get it next time, then you don't mind so much, you see, and you can forgive yourself for not getting it absolutely perfect, and you say, okay, then next time I'll get it better, I'll get it right. So that you can be easier on yourself, because sometimes we are quite hard on ourselves, and we feel embarrassed because we're not beautiful enough, not thin enough, not tall enough, not sweet enough, not this enough, not that enough. You know, and then we get in a sad mood just because of an idea, which is not real anyway. So this optional. You can do that. We don't have to. Then you have to decide, I think, what is the most important out of all important things for you? It'll be different for different people. But for me, the most important thing is freedom. I like freedom. You know, yeah, I like freedom too, yeah. So then you have to be really careful not to get yourself into a trap, because there are plenty of traps, you know. Somebody will come along and say, oh, you know, come and stay with me, come and live with me, and then your life will be better. Maybe, maybe not. So in Raj Yoga, one of the things we learn is, as far as possible, to be independent. Don't depend on other people. They may be dependable, but very often something happens and then they're not. So if you can really look after yourself and make your life as simple as possible so that it's less time-consuming and less expensive to look after yourself, and make sure you take care of your body, your mind, you know, so that you're able to move forward in life even if there's all sorts of things that don't work out well, you see. So this practice of simplification of life or simplicity of life, this is very useful for us. And we have to also be able to leave at any time. Have you practiced that? You never know, any time you have to just go. So if everything is simple, easy, then you can just go when you need to, or not, you know. So this flexibility is good for freedom. And we try not to take on any more responsibilities than we have to. Because if you get like a promotion, you know, and they'll say, oh, we'll give you more money, and then you have to work more and harder, and I don't know if I want to be trapped by that. So you have to always see, this is the price of what my, you know, what I'm buying. And I think it's good to keep oneself free. Keep relationships really fluid. Keep your living style really fluid so that you always feel that, yeah, you can handle it, whatever it is. That knowledge of drama. Okay, I'm going to stop there. We have a few minutes, but you might have some questions. Is that good? Yeah. I didn't really say nothing is good or bad. I said in regard to a specific situation that happens, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. So taking the situation you're saying, the minority is imposing on me, and I don't like that. So I have to see how much freedom do I have within that situation, you see. So, can you be more specific and tell me what this minority wants to impose on you? It'd be easier to answer it because it's a specific situations are easier to deal with. Is that possible? Right, yeah, absolutely. No, but it's not a real problem. The thing is, if he sings in Russian, only the Russians will understand. So that's one thing. Now, if he sings in Italian, only the Italians will understand. So that's another thing. Now, right. And if he sings in English, a few more people will understand. But anyway, the main thing is not really the language. The main thing is his voice. You see, so, I mean, I think, yeah. So anyway, what you can do, which is very difficult, but what you can do, yeah. So what you have in this collective of however many people it is, say you have like 20 people. Now what you need to do is to arrive at consensus. That's what we should do. Because if you make decisions on the basis of consensus, it takes a long time, but it's worth it because you have to keep on discussing until everyone is in agreement. That's a very good thing. If you have majority, minority, there's always some people who are upset. So there's three people over here, they say yay, and you say no. And so the process of arriving at consensus is a really good piece of work, an exercise to do. And I remember when I was teaching people about arriving at consensus, I decided to take a neutral subject. Neutral, completely neutral subject. Just a second. And so I said, okay, you know, in BK we make an offering. We have a table and we offer the food to God, right? And so now the question is, what should be that table? Should it be wood, metal, plastic, glass? Should it be round, square, hexagonal, oblong, oval? Should it be this high, this high? How big, you know? What color should it be? The cloth on it, should it be white, cream, gold, silver, simple, complicated, you know? And you find on something that actually doesn't matter at all, people have strong opinions. No, it has to be like this. It can't be like that. Or God will get upset. You know, he really doesn't mind. It's up to you. But you see, to realize how many different opinions people have and strong opinions, but we have to do something. And we want to do such a thing that everybody feels okay about it. And so you have to go through the process of, you know, discussing it and arriving at a decision that is okay for everyone. Now, it takes so long, it would probably take about 4 or 5 days, by which time it's too late. But if you can do this as an exercise, it'd be really useful because you realize how many people have really strong opinions and other people's opinion totally different from yours. And in fact, I've studied this a little bit, and if you get a group of 40 people, 40 will cover all possible opinions. Well, that's not too many. So you have a group of 40, might spend about a week to arrive at a simple decision, but you learn so much about the process of arriving at agreement. It's really, really good exercise, because in the end it doesn't really matter whether he sings in Russian or Italian or English. First thing is, you want him to sing. Definitely we want him to sing. You want him to sing, yeah? So we want him to sing, okay? So when he asked me, because he did ask me what he should sing, and I said, well, you sing your favorite song. Because if it's his favorite song, he'll probably sing it with a lot more kind of joy and enthusiasm. So I really don't care whether it's in English or Russian, or I just want to hear his voice. You see, but that's just me, you know. So I would be one of those people. You see, but you know, arriving at a good decision is a lot of work, and then you realize how much you don't take into consideration other people's feelings or thoughts or whatever, because we are self-centered, you know. And so it's a good exercise in learning how to harmonize with other people and how to arrive at, in your country, yeah, but it's everybody's country is like that, you know. So it's a piece of work, yeah. Now, you had your hand up, the brother, just a moment, yeah. Yeah? Okay. Why don't he sing one song in Russian, one song in Italian, and one song in English? Yes, okay, we'll get everything, you know, because he's a very good singer, right? So we have a right to experience him in three languages. And we just go to bed a bit later, it's all right. You see, why do I make a mistake? Only one reason. Because I'm not fast enough or strong enough to do the right thing. That's all. So, what I have to do, take power from God. And then I will be faster and better. And that's good. So what we have to do with our mistakes is don't worry about it, let it go. It's okay. Now I will do better, and later I'll do more better. It's okay. Be nice to yourself. We do not need to punish ourselves. It's completely optional. Don't be depressed. It's okay. Who cares? Nobody minds. You have a right to make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. The problem is perfectionism. Perfectionism makes you crazy. Must be like this, can't be like that. Okay. It's okay. You know, some trees go straight, some trees go around corners. It's okay. It's a tree. You had a question. Definitely, it's a good influence. If you want to change the drama, you have to be really, really powerful. And there are some people, I've seen some super yogis control the drama. But they're like really rare people. Mostly you had to flex with it. But you put in as much good as you can, and then it will be more favorable to you. There's a concept in India which is called punya. And generally speaking, I don't know how you translate that, because you're the translator, right? No. What do you do? No, in the English they always say charity, but I always disagree with it. Mm. But what word do you use in Russian? Okay. Okay, anyway, I'll give you another take on it. Punya is anything you do which causes circumstances to be favorable to you. So it's about circumstances and creating atmosphere where you are more free to do what you want to do. Punya. So keep on doing punya, and then things will be better, easier, more fluid, more flexible. Because in the end, it doesn't matter. It's just not that important. Oh, you both put your hand up exactly the same time, so. Now, what you have to do is come out of percentages. It has nothing to do with percentages. Freedom, free will, and predestiny, it's like left foot, right foot, as you're walking along. And you have to intuitively feel where you have to apply will, where you have to apply acceptance. It's a very moving, flexible situation. It's not to do with percentages. So you have to remove all of your left brain angle on things. Be a bit more right brain, sensitive, intuitive. And just feel it. And if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. You see, you don't know it until it's finished. So you feel something, and then you add a bit of will. You want it a bit this, a bit that. You know. So you do what you can, and then when you can't, then you let go. And you keep doing that. It's not a fixed thing. Very fluid. It's quite interesting. Yeah. But the main thing is to tell yourself, I am okay. And whatever will be happening will be fine. It'll be good. I can handle it. Good, bad, or indifferent is fine. You know. The big problem is we get very stuck in right and wrong, good and bad, I like, I don't like. That's the problem. Whatever, it's okay, okay. Be easy. It's fine. Yes. Хорошо, I know that word. Okay, we have a traffic control. Om Shanti. There's one thing I will tell you. When it's a matter of principle, be firm. When it's a matter of taste, be flexible. The principles are important, but taste is okay. You can adjust a bit. You like blue, you like green, it doesn't make that much difference. It's not the end of the world. You like chocolate cake or vanilla cake, it doesn't make that much difference, you know. So that gives you a lot more ease of negotiation. Because when you're negotiating with people, if you're flexible about taste, then you get a point to the other side, for plus for you. Then when it comes to a matter of principle, they will likely accept your principle because you accepted their taste. This is the art of negotiation. So, are we supposed to stop at 12 or later? Okay, so Om Shanti.